welcome to this week's lesson. What I want to talk about this week is a new way to think about losing weight. And specifically, I'm talking about instant gratification. Now, a lot of times when people say instant gratification, what they're referring to is that they want to eat better, but all of a sudden there's a chocolate cake or a brownie in front of them, and they want that instant gratification of flavor and that feeling of fullness that they get. Okay, and maybe even a sugar high to a certain degree. So that is how a lot of people think of instant gratification, okay? But that's only one way. And so we want to rethink this and think about this in a new way because our minds are hardwired to look for pleasure, okay? They're also hardwired to avoid pain, but we are also always looking for something that's going to give us pleasure in the moment. And this explains a lot of people's overeating behaviors because they feel crappy, they're disappointed, they're sad, whatever it is, and the food makes them feel better in that moment, okay? And that's what they're concentrating on, that's what they're expecting, and that's what's driving their behavior. But you can use this idea and this desire for instant gratification in order to eat better. It just takes a mental shift, okay? And that mental shift is this. If you're comparing tastes of fattening, sugary foods to foods that are healthier for you, the fattening foods may have better taste, okay? So I'm not going to argue with you and say that, you know, an apple tastes better than a chocolate chip cookie, okay? Because that may not be true. And the thing is, though, that it doesn't need to be true for you to still crave that apple over the chocolate chip cookie. You just need to shift what kind of gratification you're looking for, okay? If we just focus on taste, again, that type of food's going to win a lot of the times. But if you expand your mind and begin thinking about how you feel right after you finish the cookie and for the next 3-4 hours and maybe the next day, okay, now what am I talking about? Think about those times when you overeat, when you make the wrong food decision, the decision you don't really want to make, how it feels right after you're done, right? Do you beat yourself up? Do you feel guilty? Do you feel like you let yourself down because you ate that? Okay, so there's that kind of the psychological. How do you feel about what you did? And then there's also the energetic and physical response that happens when you eat those foods, right? When you eat these heavy, sugary foods, how does your body respond, right? When you overeat, does it feel stuffed, right? Do you feel lethargic? Do you feel hungover, right? Does your thinking kind of slow down? Right? You're not as creative. You're just tired, okay? If that's true, you need to start thinking about that and adding that into the mix. Because sometimes you might be in a bad mood or you might be depressed or whatever, and you'll see those old foods that used to kind of call to you. But if you start thinking about them beyond just the moment of eating them, right? So you think about that cookie, you say, oh, that would taste good. But, and, after I finish, though, it's going to ruin my day in a sense because I'm just going to start beating myself. I'm going to let myself down again. I'm going to feel tired. I'm going to feel lethargic. I'm going to feel stuffed. I'm going to be hungover. I'm not going to be able to, you know, operate on the level I want to operate on. Okay. Now again, the reason this works is because it's true, right? Now you have to find what's true for you. Some people can eat a cookie and they feel fine, right? They don't care if they did it. Their body doesn't respond, you know, that strongly to it. So if that's the case, then that's not going to work for you, but you need to find a real reason why eating that food is not supporting the life you want and add that into the deliberations when you're thinking about instant gratification, okay? Because the instant gratification that's going to come from it will start to weaken if you start taking into account all the rest of what happens. Okay? So I'll give you an example. Friday nights I'll go out and I'll have a couple drinks. I'll have some wine or whatever. But I won't do that, you know, if say some lunch I have some pasta or something with red sauce and I think, oh man, it would be nice to have some wine. I won't do it because I think, well, that's going to ruin the rest of my day. I'm not going to be able to work on the level I need to work at if I drink wine at lunch. So it takes away the perceived pleasure of that wine at that time. Okay, do you see what I'm saying? You need to expand it. Because what people do mentally is they think about those sugary, fattening foods and they think about just eating them. They think about that 5 minutes. When they get the cookie, they eat it, they're chewing it, they swallow it, that's it. They're not thinking what the outcome's going to be, what it's going to do to their body, to the rest of their day, to the rest of their life even. Again, you can extend it as long as you want. Okay, so start doing this. And the flip side is, okay, so that's where you take away some of the instant gratification of these fattening sugary foods and you add in instant gratification of making the right choice. Okay, what do I mean by that? Those times when you have decided to eat the salad, or you've decided to get the healthier option. The option, not that it's just healthier, but that made you feel better, right? You ate it, it tasted good. When you were finished, you felt light, you still felt energized. You felt like you were accomplishing something, like you were building some momentum, okay? And it gets your spirits up, right? You need to recognize this. When you eat well, it can't just be about, well, I'm going to eat a salad because I want to lose weight. Because that weight loss is in the future, right? I mean, far in the future. I mean, a week even is far in the future. It's hard to eat a salad now so you lose weight next week when you step on the scale, okay? That can be one of the reasons why you're going to do it. But what's going to make it a lot more powerful is when you recognize the instant gratification you get from making that decision. And the truth is, you do feel better. You feel better psychologically, primarily. You feel better physically because you feel lighter. You feel more energized. Your body doesn't have to work as hard to break it down. Okay, it's supporting your physical body and it's supporting your mental frame of mind, because now, and you know this, when you have made the better decision, you start to get a little extra spring in your step. You start to feel more confident. Maybe I could do this. Okay? And the more of those events you can string together, the better you feel. And the better you feel, the better your food decisions generally are. Okay? So I want you to begin thinking about instant gratification, but not just instant gratification being taste. Okay? It's a very, very limited view. Now, so the beauty of this is you're not going to lie to yourself. Okay? You know that the cookie, the ice cream, the pizza, whatever, tastes better than the healthy foods. Fine. On that level, it wins. But there's a ton of other levels. Right? How am I going to feel in an hour? How am I going to feel right now if I do make the healthier choice and I finish that meal and then I'm working today and I think back on lunch and what I had? Each time you think back on it, it's going to be just one more kind of boost to your self-esteem, to your self-confidence. All right? I promise you this. I promise this works. Okay? Please use it. You need to get, again, what a lot of people do is they think, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to make a good decision here. But the benefit that they see is always way in the future. Okay? You need to make that benefit right here. Okay? You can have the one in the future too, okay? But you need to add the benefit right now. Begin recognizing how you feel better instantly when you make better food choices, when you do exercising, when you exercise after you're done, when you look back on it for the next day. It makes you feel good, right? You feel like you're starting to actually do something, okay? We want to enhance this, right? We want to feel good every opportunity we can. And you're going to find that it's a different quality of feeling good. It's a more complete and genuine feeling of feeling good when you exercise, when you make the better food choice, when you're drinking the water, okay? It's more, it's just more real, you know, as opposed to just that fleeting, temporary, instant gratification of something delicious on your tongue, for example, okay, that passes very, very quickly. You want to start looking for the instant gratification that lasts long term and it feels real. Right? So notice this. Bring your awareness into this process. Look for the pleasure you get from making these better decisions. Okay? And it's going to make it easier for you to continue making them. Right? So practice this, and I'll talk to you next week.